back here. Now, you know the rules about entering this room without knocking, don't you? And you also know the rules about putting stickers on Granddad.
But we're moving.
That's right. You are moving. But what does that have to do with this?
Daddy's putting blue dots on all the big heavy things we want to take with us.
Well, I feel honored to be considered a big heavy thing. But I am going to stay here. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And don't forget to knock if you ever get in this house again.
Sandra and Elvin are moving today. Come on, let's hit it. Let's go. Come on.
I'm not going to get excited about this. I've been burned too many times. I'm not going to get excited about it. Dear, I swear, if I believed that those people were leaving, I would go downstairs, take every single box they have packed, strap it on my back, and crawl across the George Washington Bridge myself.
Well, you better get out your knee pads, because the house has passed inspection, escrow has closed, and the moving van is arriving at any moment, and they are going. They are leaving today.
And don't be too sure. I'm telling you, every time something happens. Now, you can call it intuition, you can call it an educated guess, but I am not sure that those people are leaving.
And with that attitude, they may not leave. They may never get out of here.
Oh, don't worry about the attitude. I'm going to have an attitude. You want to see it? You say, well, Dad, Mom, goodbye. Go ahead, say that.
Well, Dad, Mom, goodbye. Elvin?
Yes?
Where does this box go?
Our house.
And where is the moving van taking us?
Our house.
And where are we snuggling up and sleeping tonight?
Our house.
Get out of here! Get out of here! Get out of here!
Mom, Dad.
Yeah.
Oh, man, time's come. We're going to miss you.
Oh, but you have no idea what this house is going to be like without you in it.
Well, look, don't worry, because we're organized for the swiftest move out possible.
Well, you should be, because you've had a lot of time to plan for it.
Hey, that's our stuff.
And it's going that way.
Check out time.
Hey, you guys, that stuff has to be packed properly.
They're in a box, aren't they?
Mom, there are some boxes upstairs that need to go to the station wagon.
Oh, right. Okay.
My station wagon?
Whatever they need, dear.
So, Elvin, that means that you're going to have to get there ahead of the movers because you're the only one with the keys to the house.
Keys to the house? I thought the realtor gave them to you.
Why would she have given them to me?
Muffin, you were the last one to go on the walkthrough.
But, Elvin, you were the last one to see the realtor.
But, honey, I don't have them.
How could this be possible? Elvin, you must have them.
I don't have them.
Look at the bucket!
I don't have them.
Please, look in the bucket!
Oh. Somebody must have put them there.
Give us a scare there for a minute.
Okay, guys, why don't you go upstairs and finish packing, okay?
Movers!
Yes, Mr. Vincente, Mr. Velarde.
Right. Dr. Thibodeau, we got a hungry van outside, and it's feeding time.
Gentlemen, this is my father-in-law, Dr. Huxtable.
How do you do?
It's a pleasure, sir.
Thank you.
John Velarde.
Nice to see you. All right.
Dan Vincente, V&V and Sons, where we make sure all your precious things, they don't become precious memories.
Good.
Now, if you'd sign this waiver.
So you're V&V and Sons. Mm-hmm. So, where are the sons?
Doc, you're looking at them.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, then where are the fathers?
Moving is a very difficult business.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about
that. Well, then, where's the crew?
Oh, Dr. Huxtable. At V&V and Sons, we move with our heads, not our hands.
Dr. Huxtable.
Yes.
You're a man of science.
Yes, sir.
You understand physics.
Absolutely.
You know about leverage, inclined planes, wedges.
Yes.
Well, those are the three guys we hired to work for us.
They never call in sick, they're never late, and they never ask for a raise.
Hey, V, let's take a couple of those guys and move this clock right.
Sure, V.
Look at that, huh? No muscle strain, no hernia, just a couple of brains doing the job. And we're not even going to charge you for that, Dr. H.
Oh, well, it goes back because that's my clock. Oh. Yeah.
Okay, gentlemen, all we need to do is get the dotted items in the basement and the boxes in here, just as we went over in the estimate.
All right, you got it. Hey, let's move it out. It's game time. Hey, Doc, will you sign the waiver?
Thank you.
What time is it, Danny?
It's moving time, baby!
Yeah, don't get your hand.
Hey! Kevin! Basement's clear!
Bedroom's clear.
All right!
Truck's ready to roll. Is this the last box, or is this the last box, V?
Hey, this is the last box, huh?
Are we moving to what, baby?
Dad, thank you for all your help.
My brother. Are you sure you don't want me to help you move everything out of the house?
No, Dad, that's okay. Actually, Sandra and I were hoping that you'd kind of stay here and watch the twins.
Well, you're going to take them with you, aren't you?
Yes, yes. Huh? We're going to take them just for now while we're unloading.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, Dad's going to stay with the kids.
Oh. Yes.
What do you mean, oh, what?
Well, Dad, the last time we asked you to babysit, the kids ended up in a makeshift jail.
It was not a jail. I told you it was a fort.
Yeah, well, anyway, look. Do you think that you could make it a special day? This is their last day at Grandma and Grandpa's.
Yes, Dad, please do. Make it a special memory day.
Memory day, special.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart, I'm going to take Rudy and Olivia in my car.
Yes.
Oh, Dad, I need the keys to the station wagon.
Right here.
Thank you.
Got it. There you go.
I want to go.
Okay.
Me too!
Oh, no, kids, you're going to stay here with Grandpa and have a special memory day, okay?
But you said if we stay in this house any longer, we would go crazy.
She's cute, isn't she? Winnie. Now, listen, don't worry, because Mom and Dad are coming back, and then tonight, you're going to spend the night in your own little bed.
Right. That's right.
Well, thanks, Dad.
Okay, honey. Take care.
Okay, you kids be good.
Bye.
Sweetie, so drive carefully.
Yes.
Because you have to come back.
Yes, thank you, Dad.
Yes. Now, Granddad is going to take a little nap. Why can't I take a nap?
Because you're supposed to be taking care of us.
Do you know anything about bears? Well, bears happen to be a very, very special animal. You know why? Because bears do what?
Hi, hibernate.
Hibernate is correct. Now, bears hibernate in the cave. Ha ha! So, here, I'll put this pillow here and this other pillow around on this side, and you two will be the grandbaby bears. So you get in there and you hibernate. That's it. You're doing just fine. Now, we're hibernating. You guys are funny. You know about Santa Claus? Okay, you sit here, and you sit here. That's it. Now, you keep an eye on that phone. You can't make any noise. Just listen for when Santa Claus rings that phone, and then you wake me up, okay? Do you guys understand? Okay. Keep watching. I don't know what time he's gonna call, but he's gonna call. What is it? What do you want?
He called.
When did Santa Claus call?
Now.
He didn't call. What did you say to him?
Nothing.
You said nothing? You don't think I know Santa Claus, do you? You don't. All right, you think I'm kidding. I'll call him right now. Sit down. You guys, sit down. You guys are in big, big trouble. And if he tells me, huh?
No, I know. Do you know him?
You know I know him, and I'm going to call him right now. This is long distance. Six, eight. Hey, SC, what's happening? Yeah, this is CH. How you feeling? Yeah, I'm here with the grandchildren. Yeah, they know all about you. They know all about you. They know you come down the chimney. They know you give the presents, and you give presents to kids who are good. And they haven't been too good, Essie. No, I'm trying to take a nap, and they keep jumping up and down, you know, and they come and they touch me and do stuff like that. So what do you think? Yeah. Well, just one second. Are you all going to let me take a nap? SC, it's Passover. No, not the holiday. No, I mean, go over their house. No, they moved to New Jersey. Go right on over. They're looking serious now, SC. You think we ought to back off? Okay. Thank you. My best to the missus, SC. Yeah, and how are the little guys? When did he pass away? You know how to play hide-and-go-seek?
Yeah!
All right, now, here, this is yours. Where's the other one? Okay. Yeah, this one, this is yours. Put it in front of your face so you can breathe. All right, keep your eyes closed. No cheating. I'm going to go hide. All right? Now, you count to 10. Ready? Go!
Seven, eight, nine,
afraid of Mrs. Huxtable.
You can't fix that.
This is a grandfather clock. Only your grandfather can fix it. You know the good part about being grandchildren?
What?
That they can keep a secret. As a matter of fact, there's a special secret club. Would you like to join that?
Yeah.
Raise your right hand. You'll repeat after me. Hickory dickory dock.
Hickory dickory dock.
I don't know who broke the clock. We were walking around. And the clock fell down. Hickory.
Hickory.
Dickory.
Dickory.
Dock.
Dock.
Hickory dickory dock.
Hickory dock.
Grandpa did not break the clock. Didock. Didock. Hickory dickory.
Hickory dock.
I don't know who
broke the clock.
Sorry to bother you, Dr. Huxtable, but we're missing our tape guns.
Oh, yeah, they're right there. Yeah.
Oh. What happened? What is this?
Oh.
Oh, baby.
Are you in trouble with your wife?
He's not afraid of her.
Fellas, there's a clock place about two blocks from here.
V&V to the rescue, Doc.
Yeah, and we can keep it on the QT.
Doc, in other words, nobody broke the clock.
Hickory dickory.
Hickory dickory, Doc.
Nobody
broke the clock.
Right.
Right.
Here are your car keys.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes.
We're moved in.
All right.
Woo!
All right. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
It was a cinch, you know, once we got out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, home, I got a sweet home.
Home. I got a family.
Yes, please.
Feels good.
All right. Congratulations. Yeah. So what, is Sandra coming to pick you up?
Okay. Well, Dad, that's kind of what I want to talk to you about.
Mm-hmm. What is it, Alvin? Is the car broken?
No. The car's fine. In fact, you know, now that we're in the suburbs, Sandra's going to need it a lot more. That kind of leaves us short one car, if you know what I mean.
What are you saying?
Okay, Alvin? See, I can't use the car during the day if Sandra and the kids are using it. So...
Take a train.
You cannot practice emergency medicine and get stuck on the 715 in from the burbs.
So you want me to give you my car?
Give, Dad. No. What kind of a guy do you think I am? Hey, I'm a homeowner now. Just want to, you know, make you an offer. Now, don't kid around.
No, Alvin. If I give you my car, I have to buy another car for myself.
Look, Dad, this is a deal coming and going, you know. I mean, it benefits both of us. You get to get a new car, which you deserve, and I get to buy your old secondhand car of questionable value.
I don't understand. Why don't you just go to a reputable used car dealer and get a used car?
Dad, financing.
Finance? What about it?
You know.
Yeah?
You know, banks. Right?
Well, yeah, what about...
Well, you miss one payment. Yeah. There's a repo guy in your driveway with your car on a hook. I don't think I could stand for the kids to see that. You know, I'm a homeowner now. You know, they very well could take away the house. And then where do we end up? Well, back here, I guess.
Call your kids, man.
I can take the car?
No, take... Yes.
Thank you, Dad.
Kids, out.
Kids! Kids, come on, we're going! Come on! Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say goodbye to Grandpa. He's been really very nice to us.
Yes, he has.
Bye!
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay, now go outside and wait near the car. Okay, wait near the car.
Yeah.
Okay?
Do me a favor.
What?
Give me the keys to this house. My keys.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead outside?
Go ahead outside.
You're going to give me the car keys?
I'm going to give you the keys.
Okay.
No, go on outside.
You haven't given me
go
them yet.
Go outside. Okay, now just put your arm in.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Can I come in?
Yeah. Come on.
Okay, I'm just coming in for a second. You don't have to look. Don't even look at me. I'm gone. I'm not here anymore.